As weather temperatures in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley continue to decrease, so does the living conditions for these Syrian refugees. Most of them live in overcrowded group housing, while others have set up makeshift tents like these, constructed from items of debris such as dismantled billboards. The refugees in this camp of Tel El Abyad live with very little resources. And as winter is approaching, many fear that they may haven't got enough to deal with the brutal cold.
The winter here is unbelievably cold. We don't have hot water. We only have summer items available, such as light blankets. We don't have heat or fuel.
Parents here are worried about their children's health, as many children are now coming down with colds, bronchial infections, and other diseases.
The kids are getting sick. They are getting diarrhea. They go outside in the cold weather, and the snow makes them sick. And you know, we're not financially doing well. When they get sick, we can only afford to take them to the pharmacy.
But it isn't just the adults here who are ready to complain to us. These kids are ready to say what was on their mind.
We need shoes, we need fuel, we need clothes for winter, such as hats and gloves. We're cold.
Organizations in Lebanon, such as Sawa Group, who works with UNICEF, try to do all in its power to help these refugees. But as Hamzi Shabshul explains, it's a tough mission giving the displaced Syrians all what they need this winter.
We distribute winter outfits for kids from ages a day old to 18 years. Last year, we also distributed blankets, oil and fuel and heating systems, which we hope to do the same this year as well. We also provide the refugees with tools such as plastic sheets to prevent the rain and snow from entering into the tents. The refugees